What about the babies? That's a question facing Brazil as it tries to untangle the possible link between the Zika virus and microcephaly. Infants with microcephaly are born with small heads and brains and will likely be disabled for life. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Rio de Janeiro.
These are the forgotten ones, the unwanted ones, the abandoned ones. Their moans fill this dark house. Under the steady beat of ceiling fans, children and young adults with severe disabilities lie in giant cribs. Among them is Carlos Felipe Alves. He's 11 years old. He was born microcephalic. His little legs are twisted underneath him, making him unable to walk. To be clear, there were cases of microcephaly in Brazil before this latest Zika-related outbreak. It's a condition that has many causes. Carlos Felipe was among them. It's unclear what caused his microcephaly. I'm told Carlos Felipe was abandoned when he was six, and he's been here at this state facility ever since. Half of all those under care here are microcephalic. Vera Lucia Giacometti is a psychologist who's been working here for 16 years. The children here seem to have very, very severe disabilities.
Já está com peso enorme.
She tells me, raising a kid with severe disabilities is hard. Your whole life stops. You can't work. They bear a huge burden. There's almost no government support. And so she says, especially if the parents are poor, sometimes the children are abandoned, especially in cases of microcephaly. What do you think is going to happen now with all this surge in cases?
Com certeza. Posso te garantir isso.
She replies, simply, some of them will be abandoned and put into state care. I can guarantee it, she says. I have 17 years of experience, and she says Brazil doesn't have the capacity to deal with what's coming. Already, several states have reported several possibly Zika-related microcephalic infants being abandoned by their parents. The courts in Rio have dealt with three cases at least so far. There are several more in the north of the country. It's only a fraction, though, of those being born with the condition. Giacometti says, in her experience, these children tend to be abandoned after they are 1 or 2 years old, when it becomes harder to care for a growing child with special needs. So she expects the numbers to go up markedly in the months and years to come. And it's not just infants who are at risk. The mothers of microcephalic babies are being deserted too. We travel across town to meet Valentina Victoria, who was born in December with microcephaly, and her mom, 32-year-old Fabiane Lopez. They live in a windowless, tiny one-room apartment. The sound you can hear is the fan, which is the only relief they have from the heat. Lopez says she suspects she contracted Zika in the third month of her pregnancy, though she wasn't tested at the time. At about 26 weeks, during an ultrasound, she was told Valentina Victoria was not developing normally. When I told my boyfriend that the baby had problems, he said he didn't want to know anything about it. She says he said, "You know very well what I think about that child." I asked him, "You want her to die?" And he said, "Yes." Though abortion is illegal in Brazil, her partner asked her to get rid of the fetus. She refused. I don't need him, she says. My daughter has a beautiful light inside her, she tells me. She's started a Facebook page to get donations of diapers and clothes. She has three other children who also live with her in this room, so it's a struggle to get by, she says. It's the latest chapter in a life of struggle. Lopez first got pregnant at 15. She's had 7 children in all. Specialists say this is often how the cycle starts. Some men in Brazil see children with special needs as a woman's problem and promptly leave them. These women could then become overwhelmed and find themselves unable to cope, which is often how the children end up in state care. Fabiane Lopez says fiercely she will never, ever give up her baby, no matter how hard the road ahead is. I'll go until the end, she says, looking after her. Until the very end, my whole life will be dedicated to her, she says. I just hope I will have health and patience. She's just starting her life, she says. There's such a long way to go.
Muitas águas vão rolar.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.